Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Neurotoggle, Fostering Neurodivergent Minds Through Neuroplasticity Strategies by Kimberly Kitzrow, is an educational guide focused on applying neuroplasticity principles to the support of neurodivergent learners. The book sits at the intersection of special education, instructional design, and accessible neuroscience. Rather than treating neurodivergence only as a set of behavioral or academic challenges, it frames learning as a process shaped by neural adaptation, physiological regulation, repeated experience, and carefully timed instruction. Kitzrow draws on her background in education and special education to explain how teaching practices can be aligned with the brain capacity to form, strengthen, coordinate, and expand neural pathways. The book is written for educators, parents, and learners who want a clearer framework for supporting cognitive, emotional, and motor development. Its purpose is practical as well as explanatory to translate neuroplasticity into manageable strategies for building learning environments that better fit varied neurological profiles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity as the foundation for neurodivergent learning support. A central premise of Neurotoggle is that neurodivergent learners should not be understood through fixed limitations alone. Kitzrow emphasizes neuroplasticity, the brain capacity to change through experience, as a basis for educational planning. This does not mean that every difficulty can be removed through effort or repetition. Instead, the book positions learning as a dynamic interaction between instruction, environment, timing, feedback, and the learner's biological readiness. This approach matters because many educational interventions focus mainly on observable performance, such as completing tasks or reducing disruptive behavior. Neurotoggle asks readers to look beneath performance and consider how repeated experiences may shape neural pathways over time. The practical implication is that educators and parents should design learning opportunities that are consistent, responsive, and developmentally appropriate rather than relying only on one-time explanations or generic accommodations. The book also broadens neuroplasticity beyond academics by connecting it to emotional and motor development. In this sense, learning is not treated as a narrow cognitive event, but as a whole system process influenced by regulation, attention, movement, and emotional engagement. The four-part Neurotoggle instructional framework. The book is organized around a framework that describes learning through four instructional movements building new connections. Strengthening connections, timing connections, and expanding connections. Building new connections refers to introducing experiences that give the brain material for new learning. Strengthening connections emphasizes repetition, feedback, and practice, because isolated exposure rarely creates durable learning. Timing connections focuses on spacing, consistency, and developmental appropriateness, suggesting that when and how often instruction occurs can be as important as the content itself. Expanding connections adds emotional engagement, reflection, flexibility, and transfer, which help learners apply skills beyond the original setting. The value of this model is that it gives parents and educators a sequence for thinking about support. Instead of asking only whether a learner knows something, the framework encourages questions about whether the learner has had enough exposure, reinforcement, timing, and meaningful integration. Its limitation is that it functions more as a broad instructional lens than as a highly prescriptive curriculum. Readers seeking step-by-step protocols for specific diagnoses may need to adapt the framework to their own context. Thirdly, instructional design matters as much as educational content. Neurotoggle repeatedly shifts attention from what is being taught to how learning is structured. This distinction is important for neurodivergent learners because a lesson can contain appropriate content yet still fail if the mode of delivery overwhelms attention. Sensory processing, working memory, or emotional regulation. Kitzrow presents instructional design as a way to reduce this mismatch. A strategy may involve smaller learning segments, repeated practice, multimodal input, emotionally safe environments, or clearer sequencing. The key reasoning is that the same content can produce different outcomes depending on how the learner encounters it. For example, a skill introduced during dysregulation may not be consolidated in the same way as a skill introduced when the learner is regulated and able to attend. The book therefore treats teaching as an environmental and neurological design problem, not simply a communication problem. This perspective is especially useful for parents and classroom educators who may otherwise interpret inconsistent performance as unwillingness. Neurotoggle suggests that inconsistency can reflect changing neural, emotional, and physiological conditions, making flexible instructional planning essential. Fourthly, neurodivergent biochemistry and the role of regulation. A distinctive feature of the book is its connection between neuroplasticity strategies and what Kitzrow presents as neurodivergent biochemistry. The idea is that learning is affected not only by teaching methods, but also by bodily regulation, arousal, energy, timing, and and biological conditions that influence how neural circuits form and operate. This framing is useful because it resists a purely behavioral view of neurodivergence. A learner who struggles with focus, transitions, motor planning, or emotional control may not simply need more discipline or more information. They may need conditions that support regulation before higher-level learning can occur. In practical terms, this can lead educators and parents to pay attention to consistency, rest, sensory load, pacing, and the emotional climate around instruction. The book does not appear to present this as a medical treatment model, but as an educational lens for understanding readiness and response. Its strongest contribution here is conceptual. It helps readers see that the body and brain are not separate in learning. Effective support depends on recognizing how regulation influences attention, memory, and behavior. Lastly, accessibility, usefulness, and limits of the presentation. NeuroToggle is designed to make neuroscience usable for non-specialists, and this accessibility is one reason it fits a parent and educator audience. The book translates complex ideas about brain change into a practical vocabulary centered on connection building, reinforcement, timing, and expansion. That structure can help readers organize their thinking without requiring a technical background in neuroscience. At the same time, the book appears to have some limits in specificity. Some reader feedback notes that parts can feel broad and that more detailed explanations of how different neurodivergent profiles differ would strengthen the work. This is an important point because autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, sensory processing differences, and other neurodevelopmental patterns do not require identical supports. A general neuroplasticity framework can be valuable, but it still needs careful adaptation. The best way to read the book is therefore as a guiding model rather than a complete diagnostic or intervention manual. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers ask better instructional questions, while its weakness is that some readers may want more concrete examples, clearer differentiation, or more polished application guidance. In conclusion, NeuroToggle is best suited for educators, special education professionals, homeschool parents, caregivers, and adult learners who want an accessible framework for thinking about neurodivergent learning through the lens of neuroplasticity. Readers who are new to brain-based education may benefit from its clear emphasis on experience, repetition, timing, emotional regulation, and instructional design. Its practical value lies in helping adults move beyond one-size-fits, all teaching, and toward environments that consider readiness, reinforcement, and individual neurological profiles. Intellectually, the book encourages a shift away from interpreting learning differences only as deficits and toward understanding them as patterns that interact with context and support. Compared with many books in the neurodiversity and education category, NeuroToggle stands out by organizing its approach around a specific instructional framework rather than offering only general advocacy or broad neuroscience explanation. It is not likely to satisfy readers looking for a highly detailed clinical manual, diagnosis-specific intervention plan, or extensive case-based curriculum. Its strongest position is as a conceptual and practical bridge, more applied than a popular neuroscience overview, but less prescriptive than a formal special education program. For readers willing to adapt its principles thoughtfully, it offers a useful structure for designing learning experiences that respect the adaptive nature of the brain. If you would like to support Kimberly Kitzrow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.